Hello, I'm Tim Quieringesser, and welcome to the very first episode of Walkcast. What's Walkcast? Well, it's where I explore my biggest passion, walking in cities. The only rule is that the people I chat with come walking with me while I roll tape. But first, let me tell you a little bit about where I'm recording this from, the city of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Like many cities, Edmonton grew up after the car came about, and it kind of bears all the scars that come with that. Walking here is a little bit difficult, to put it mildly, and a lot of people want it to change. So here's the plan. We're going to talk about walking while we go walking. Here's what's coming up in our first program.
Well, right now we're standing in a spray park, but we're not wet. There's lots of kids playing, and we're going to walk around the McKernan neighborhood and take a look at some houses.
Location, location, location. We're in Edmonton to talk to one researcher about solving urban sprawl. He thinks it has a lot to do with walkability, but the surprising thing is he wants it to come to the suburbs. Also ahead,
I thought once we do something, city will think that, oh, somebody has done it, so we should do more, but they're not doing anything.
He built it, but they didn't come. Like most cities, Edmonton has a part of its downtown that has fallen on some hard times. It's called the Quarters. As part of a city push to bring residents and business back, it approved a glimmering new Hyatt Hotel, right along a pretty new road it built for about $50 million. We go for a walk with the owner of the hotel to find out what's gone wrong. The suburbs. They're not really a walkable place, but could they be? I met up with my friend Kurt Borth, who's a researcher at the University of Alberta. He looks at something called location efficiency, and it has a lot to do with walking. I let Kurt decide where we'd go for a walk, and he picked the Edmonton neighborhood of McKernan.
So my name's Kurt Borth. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Alberta. I look at where people live and why they chose those locations. We're standing in a spray park, but we're not wet. There's lots of kids playing, and we're going to walk around the McKernan neighborhood and take a look at some houses.
What defines McKernan to you?
To me, I think it sort of exemplifies location efficiency.
Okay.
It's close to everything. It's got the LRT. It's got great bus transit. It's got bike path connectivity.
And so what, maybe explain location efficiency.
Yeah.
I know you kind of got into it there. But.
So location efficiency is basically the idea that where you live is situated so that all your trips, be they by biking, walking, bus, transit, even driving, if you don't have to go very far, are efficient. So you don't have to go very far if you're going to drive. You can walk and bike to work. You can take the train. And not just to work, but drop your kids off at school, go to the grocery store, go to the gym. So the services are there as well. And ideally the jobs, too, are accessible. So it's really the idea of accessibility, I guess, and ease of that accessibility.
And how is Edmonton doing for location efficiency? What are the big trends that we're seeing?
I think Edmonton, like most North American cities, is growing outward still. So even though we've had this idea or this concept of the downtown revival, it's not really happening. I guess urbanists like to feel like it is because we've got this vibrant downtown, we've got more stuff happening down there, and we've added a lot of people to downtown, but we're still obviously putting way more out in the suburbs than we are downtown. There's more immigration, more influx of people from other places that just can't be put in location-efficient places.
What should cities be doing or thinking about? Like, obviously, we're going to have to build more suburbs.
Yeah, I think we have to. I think there's no... And I think being honest about that may be a first step, because we're talking about, you know, we're going to be able to do this dream that isn't going to be possible. But I think building those places better would be a necessary outcome.
What is it about our suburbs that we've just avoided putting in those, the retail, like the stuff to walk to?
Well,
even in this very kind of urban suburb.
Even now, if you build a new suburb, you're not required to put services in like that, amenities like businesses and cafes. I think that idea is changing somewhat. In the States, they've retrofitted some old malls, and they've started by putting the retail and the things that are going to go, people are going to go to and buy stuff at first, because they get that that's what people want. It's odd that we are still, in some cases, doing the opposite of that.
Do you think it has anything to do with the car?
Oh, for sure. It's so easy for people to get places. I mean, zoning, you know, you look at zoning, they're not zoned to put a mini mart here on the corner or a market stall. Think of the barriers that would have to be taken down for somebody to put up a vegetable stand, even legally. Sure, maybe gray area legally, but for me to sell some vegetables on that corner, it's going to be tough. Like, it's not easy. And there's ways around that, obviously. There's farmers markets, there's parking lot, you know, ways you can do it, but it's not easy. And that's maybe part of the problem, that it's tough.
What are we seeing here?
I don't know. A guy on a scooter just went, he's 4x4'd right up onto the, it's accessible to him.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great.
I'd like to offer a few quick thank yous for our program today. Troy Pavlik, who's running for Edmonton City Council, loaned me a tape recorder to do this program, and no, this is not an endorsement. I'd also like to thank soundbible.com for some sound clips I used. And now a story that I'm particularly passionate about. Prem Singmar has a reputation for going in first as a developer. Singmar built the first hotel in the Edmonton suburb of Sherwood Park in 1991, and many others followed. So for Edmonton's quarters, the fact Singmar was building a Hyatt there signaled that this narrative might be continuing. But one look around and you know, well, it hasn't. The quarter sits directly east of Edmonton's downtown, and for many years it has formed an imaginary divide between the haves and the have-nots. If Edmonton has a skid row, it most certainly is located in the quarters. Edmonton City Council and its administration have big dreams for the quarters. Dense, livable, walkable, residential and retail, all linked to a new LRT line and a planned urban balcony at its foot, looking over Edmonton's River Valley. To spark this, the city has invested about $50 million in infrastructure, including a grand cobblestone street that runs for three blocks, known as the Armature. That's where I caught up with Prem Singmar. His hotel sits along the street. Now, a quick note. Singmar mentions an 80-story residential tower that council just approved here, but you'll hear he's a bit skeptical.
Yeah, so what do you think of this Armature?
No, it's very good, very beautiful.
Yeah?
But not used.
Not really anybody here.
No.
So why is that?
Why is that? Because there's no business here.
And why is there no business?
No, I can't say that because the economy is wrong or dead or whatever it is.
Right. But your hotel was supposed to be somewhat of a catalyst, right, to spark things?
Yeah, but they need more buildings. Eh? If they don't have the building started, like they got that thing done on the big building, on the 80-story building. But they gave them 10 years to do it. If, in my mind, they should have told them, we need a park done next year. We need this thing done next year. We need your development permit in 2 years' time. We need you to start in 5 years' time, finish in 10 years' time. But now they have given them 10 years, so they will never start.
How is your hotel doing?
It's doing reasonably okay.
Yeah.
It could do better, but then the economy is not there, right?
What would make it do better, though? Wouldn't it?
Economy in the whole city, oil price, whatever.
But wouldn't, if the quarters had more development, wouldn't it be a bit more easy?
Of course, anything which happens here will definitely help us.
Yeah.
So LRT is happening, so that helps a little.
Yeah.
If there's more development, the city works it backwards. They do a zoning and then they tell you to build according to the zoning. They should listen to the developer what he wants to do, then make a decision, yes or no. So now it creates such a long, tedious way. I don't know. I've stopped thinking how they do it. So,
how are you for trying to find retail along here? Is it
very difficult? You can see here. There's nobody here except the homeless. So who's going to come here?
So have you had anyone kick tires for the space?
Kick tires, but they see these things and then they get put off. Right. See, like we have a patio there, right? So when you have these people passing out here, it creates a very big problem.
What about the quarters was appealing to you? Because you thought the city was going to act on other things, then you could kind of be here first, or?
Well, we thought once we do something, city will think that, oh, somebody has done it, so we should do more, but they're not doing anything.
So they're not.
Except putting a road.
It's a nice road, though.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very nice road. You've got 8 homeless sitting here in a nice sunny day. Nobody will venture to walk here.
Have others expressed frustration to you?
A lot of people. Most of the people who stay in the hotel, they have shown the frustration.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, when they see this, then they get concerned. If they want to walk, they don't want to walk because they are afraid.
Well, it looks like we've come to the end of our walk. I hope you've enjoyed Walkcast, and I hope you keep listening, and I hope to keep walking. If you have any ideas, why don't you get in touch? You can go to my website at timquaringesser.com, and no, I don't think I'll spell that for you. You can find it through Google. You can also send me an email at tim@timquaringesser.com. Thanks for listening, and walk with you soon.